You're only seconds away from totally understanding your pet. All right, maybe not, but you will be smarter. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our first guest on the line this week, Dr. Sarah Abood. Dr. Abood has been the coordinator of VetAVisit for a dozen years and is also the assistant dean of student programs. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Abood.
Thank you, Lee.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you back again this year. Well, it's that time of year, and it's happening today, and I bet you are just excited and rolling with lots of people.
We sure are. We have had more than 100 veterinary students and veterinary technology students working diligently for the past few weeks, getting ready, and so now it's the big day, and we have almost 50 exhibits running and a lot of different animals, and we've just got people all over the place. And we're really, really happy that the weather's nice.
Well, I'm sure that you are. And Dr. Abood, for anyone who may have just come out of a cave or frankly doesn't know what VetAVisit is, can you share with them exactly what it is that they will experience if they meander their way onto the Michigan State campus today?
Sure. For folks that don't know what VetAVisit is, it's the College of Veterinary Medicine's annual open house. It's the one day when we open up our college complex to the public, and we really find it wonderful that our veterinary students can present some exhibits and demonstrations and educate the public about animals, animal health, veterinary medicine in particular, and a lot of the different things that go on here in our hospital and in our college. So what people will be able to see is anything and everything from a chance to milk a cow, or go through our radiology department, also to see our rehabilitation service, and then to interact with our students in a variety of exhibits where they're trying to teach about health and well-being of all kinds of species.
Noticing the absolute intensity of this event, it's crazy. So how did this always ever happen? It just doesn't imagine, you know, opening up the idea as an open house doesn't seem like it would make this kind of a splash, but it's a huge splash. I mean, why is it so phenomenally attractive?
It really is a lot of fun for the public, and it started out small almost 50 years ago. It's always been run by veterinary students. They want to display and show off both our school and the things that they're learning. But what's really snowballed over time is the public's interest in medicine and all kinds of different species. We have the growth, the very fast growth of the human-animal bond throughout the 80s and the 90s. And so many people these days see the animals that they live with as members of the family. So anything that they can do to learn more about the health and well-being of their animals is going to attract them to an open house like the one we have at the College of Veterinary Medicine.
Kind of that aspiring view, how important is this to the group of kids that come in here as far as the possibility of them becoming veterinarians?
Oh, it's really important because a couple of the scheduled presentations that we have throughout the day are directed at information for high school kids and kids in college or young people in college who really think of themselves as wanting to pursue a career in veterinary medicine. So we do have a lot of information, but we also have this wonderful opportunity for anybody to come and actually talk to our veterinary students and our veterinary technology students and learn firsthand, you know, what's it like and how hard is it and how easy is it? Because there are some things that are actually a lot of fun through the rigors of the veterinary training.
So it kind of goes from a concept to actual visualization for the kids.
Right. And of course, it's a lot of fun for kids of all ages, for sure. I mean, we do have a long line for people that want to see an equine treadmill demonstration or a canine agility demonstration and even milk a cow. But a lot of those people in the line are adults as well as kids.
Interesting. Dr. Abood, one of the things that I would imagine is difficult about an event like this when it's been going on for 50 years is how do you make it new and different every year for people who might be return guests? So what is it that you have done this year in order to make the show a little bit different?
That's a great question, Lee. One of the things that we've done is we've worked with an instructor who has a requirement in her course for our first-year veterinary students to do a community service project. So a lot of them are going to do that community service project right at VetaVisit, which means they're going to try to teach the public something about an animal species and an animal health issue. So we've got a lot of students who have created new exhibits this year, and we've got some posters being created both for the new exhibits and for some of the ones that we've always found to be popular, and we're going to do them over and over again. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we have partnered with some of our community friends to bring in animals or bring in exhibits. And so a couple of examples are the Michigan Herpetological Society will be bringing in some very interesting reptiles, and the Potter Park Zoo will bring some animals with their zoo docents so that people can get up close to look at some of the interesting animals that are at the Potter Park Zoo. And then we also are partnering this year with Impression 5 Science Center. They're going to come in and set up an exhibit called Making Slime. So for kids that really want to get their hands involved in some weird kind of stuff, we'll have Making Slime there. And then we should also mention, Rick would probably do this, but Prusa's Pets has kindly offered to help set up some fish tank displays for our students that are really interested in aquatic medicine, and they'll be talking to the public about how to set a fish tank up at home.
So yeah, thanks for mentioning that. We have some seahorses right here on display, and we're excited about that, along with some other unusual creatures like coral-banded shrimps and other unusual characters you don't usually see in your living room, and they'll be right here on display.
Well, that's I can tell you, Dr. Abood, that you probably already made Rick's day, because just hearing that you're going to have reptiles there, I know they're near and dear to his heart. So you already had made his day. So I'm sure it'll be very interesting in that regard. In terms of other activities, Dr. Abood, what other kinds of entertainment will be taking place that people can go and see?
Well, we'll have Zeke the Wonder Dog. He's the MSU mascot, and he'll be performing some canine agility. We'll also have some students from the Pre-Veterinary Science Club. They'll be doing some canine agility in the afternoon. And we have something that's always been popular called the Teddy Bear Surgery Clinic. That's an actual clinic that our veterinary students are running for kids who come with maybe a torn or tattered little stuffed animal from home, and they can get it repaired right here in our stuffed animal clinic. So that'll be something fun.
Well, that's fabulous. And if any of the kids need their teddy bears to be torn and tattered, I have an Australian Shepherd that's really good at that and does it all the time and would be more than happy to do that, because he loves furry animals, but unfortunately, he's not as gentle as he should be. Speaking of which, can people bring their animals to VetaVisit, or is that something that you don't really want to see happening?
No, we don't want the public to bring their own animals to VetaVisit for two reasons. One, we have animals on display, and we need to make sure that they're not stressed out by too many extra animals. But also it's because we have a hospital here, and we have some sick animals, and we don't want any of our sick animals to contract it or get anything from an animal that would come in from the outside, but we also want to protect the public's animals and make sure that they don't get sick. And the very last reason, probably the most important, is we're just going to have, well, we have thousands of people here. And so we need to manage all of the space that we have and make sure that it's not people and all of their pets.
Gotcha. That makes perfect sense.
So the thought I had when I was sitting here is this must make a resounding impact on the entire MSU program. We're an agricultural institution. Can you comment a little bit about how, you know, whether it's the vet tech program, whether it's animal science, what kind of reverberation does this particular great event have in regards to the MSU as a group college, you know, as a group university?
Right. Well, we consider this open house to be one of our major recruitment activities, because we know that people are coming from all over the state, and also Northern Ohio, Northern Indiana, Northern Illinois, even Ontario. People are coming not just to see the veterinary school and experience a little bit about MSU, but there's hundreds of people who are seriously interested in either the veterinary technology or the veterinary training program for the DVM degree. So we need to be able to show off our facilities, show off the campus, and we know that a lot of those interested high school students will look at MSU as the possible place where they want to get their undergrad degree too. So the reverberation is across all of the different colleges on campus, but it starts here with ours first.
It sure does. It sure does. This is excellent.
Interesting. We're speaking this morning with Dr. Sarah Abood, the Assistant Dean of Student Programs and the faculty advisor who is planning the Veta Visit event this weekend today at the MSU Vet School. Dr. Abood, can you talk about the actual scientific type things that people can see? I mean, one of the things I noticed is that you had radiology tours and it's minimally invasive techniques. For those of us who aren't that bright, myself included, what exactly is that?
Well, the radiology department, like any large human hospital, has all kinds of interesting and technical pieces of diagnostic equipment. So people will get a behind-the-scenes tour to peek inside radiology and look at some of that equipment and get a sense of what kinds of diagnostic evaluations we can do for dogs and cats and horses and other species. For example, like human hospitals, we have a CT machine and an MRI machine, the magnetic resonance imaging machine. We're only one of two veterinary hospitals in the country that has an MRI machine big enough to actually allow a horse's limb to be examined that way. So that's very unique from that standpoint. The minimally invasive surgical techniques are procedures that we try to do through what's called keyhole surgery. So rather than making a very large incision to go into an animal body and do an exploratory surgery, we're now trying to find ways to be as minimally invasive, so to do as least amount of wound creation or damage to the skin and just go into the area where we need to look around or take a sample or correct a problem and then get back out. And by veterinarians and human doctors developing these techniques, what we can do is we can minimize the amount of time that the patient actually has to be in the hospital, which is always a good thing for helping the animal to recover as fast as possible.
And I would imagine that for your actual students, giving them the task to display and to broadcast and to figure out how to get that message across to the people coming through, that in of itself has to be a pretty particular learning curve.
Well, that's right. One of the things that our veterinary students do get a lot of training in is communication skills with the public, but this particular open house is a great way for them to do it in real time.
Right. Right. Now, one thing, if you know, we have all this high-tech equipment. Let's say, for instance, right now we had a funometer. What particular event that you have going on right now might a kid just go over the top?
Oh, the funometer. Well, I kind of think the making slime would be fun. I know my boys would love that. One of our student groups called the Student Chapter of the American Veterinary Medical Association will be holding a kids' craft table. So just going and just creating all kinds of crafts will be fun. Our aquatics club will also have a crafts table, and that's one where the kids will be able to make some cards. And then there's also one, the veterinary class of 2014 will have one that's, they're just calling it a prize box, but it's really a chance for kids to dive down deep into a box, feeling like they might actually be doing an exploratory inside an animal, not knowing what they might reach for, and possibly come out with a prize.
I gotcha.
And Dr. Abood, is there any charge for coming to Veta Visit?
The great news is no, there's no admission charge to Veta Visit. We will have some refreshments available, and those will be for some purchase price. We also will have a lot of student groups that will have some college merchandise for sale. So we do encourage people and kids to bring some spending money, but there is no admission charge.
Okay, and as far as parking goes, where is it that people would park for this? Because Michigan State's campus is pretty sizable.
It is. People need to know to come to the veterinary complex at the corner of Wilson and Bogue Road. Right across the street from us is the Wharton Performance Center, and that parking ramp will be available for people. We know that that parking ramp usually gets full in the late morning, but there are several parking lots all the way around the complex, to the south on Service Road, to the east over by Fee Hall, and to the west by the children's garden. So there is walking, there's parking within walking distance, but the closest will be the parking ramp at Wharton.
Okay, and as far as anything that kids would see, is there any age restrictions where you might say that kids would be too young to bring, or is it pretty much safe and open for kids of just about any age?
It really is open for kids of any age. There's probably only one exhibit that I can think of where I think parents with young kids would say, you know, we'll wait till you're a little bit older. And that's the exhibit that we have with the cow, the dairy cow with a rumen fistula. What that is like a window into their rumen. We set cows up with fistulas so that we can study the feedstuffs that they're eating and the effect that it will have on their rumen bacteria and their milk production. So we have a mechanism for using this fistula to actually study the health and production of dairy cattle. But what we do at the exhibit is allow people to put on a long protective sleeve and reach into that rumen and kind of feel what some of that feedstuff looks like and smells like. And it's one of the kinds of exhibits where people love it or hate it. You know, it's an interesting and kind of a creepy thing, much like making slime is, but we don't really recommend that for kids under the age of 6 or 7.
Well, and that's good advice. Well, Dr. Abood, I want to thank you for talking with us this morning, and thank you for putting on this event. It really is superb for everyone around here. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with several of the vet students at Michigan State to talk about vetivis right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
You think that we connect, that the chemistry's good.